We are now beginning the third section of this course on the critical paradigm, and if you remember from earlier in the semester, this paradigm focuses on raising awareness about social problems in society such as racism, sexism, or economic inequality. The first theory we will cover, critical theory, is known as a neo-Marxist theory in that it updates and develops themes in Marx's work. The main idea here is that capitalism is oppressive, as Marx argued, but because of cultural assumptions and distractions, people don't always recognize it as such. For example, entertainment can distract us and function like a drug that numbs the population. In this view, society is dominated by technological rationality, or a way of thinking and organizing society based on efficiency in production and higher profits for capitalists, but that may not be in the best interest for human flourishing. Culture, from this perspective, loses its depth and meaning as it is reproduced mechanically like any other product and turned into a commodity. For example, movie sequels provide a safe bet for the film industry but often lack creativity. Culture, for critical theorists, also serves to pacify an alienated and exploited population under a capitalist system. Like all theories, though, there are some criticisms or limitations for critical theory as well. First, it might not be considered scientific enough from a positivist point of view, as it is not value-free and doesn't outline universal laws. Second, it could be viewed as deterministic, since people in capitalist societies are viewed as victims whose behavior and beliefs are largely shaped by the dominant ideology. It's also considered elitist by some, since it suggests that popular music and art are like opium for the masses. Other critics suggest this is a pessimistic theory, since many critical theorists don't see real revolution against the system as possible in a population pacified by the culture industry.